Rio4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now...
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Well, good evening and welcome back. It's a new week. It's Monday night. Thank you for everyone who has joined us this evening and is listening to our broadcast. I hope it's been a great week since we were all together last time, and we had a great interview with Ryan and Lacey Gray. I'm excited to welcome to the show. If you didn't catch that broadcast, make sure you, before I bring my co-host and my guest co-host on, be sure that you go over to the website at shesgonecountry.us and click on, if you just go to the front page and you click in, media, there's a drop-down tab, and you can hit She's Gone Country Radio on our blog talk player is there for all your listening pleasure to listen to all of our past broadcasts. So if not, you can always scroll through our Facebook page and we have them there as well. Be sure you find us on all of our social media sites, Twitter, Instagram, and we even have our YouTube site, showing and posting all of our broadcasts there as well. So you can, many places to listen to us, many places to find us. But we love it when you tune in each week and hear our great guests that we bring on. So first, before we bring our guests on, I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. And thank you, of course, to our team. And I want to bring on tonight my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields from Texas. Vicki, how are you tonight?
Hey, Vicki, doing great down here. You know what? Your dad finally flew home. The sun came out, and it was 82 degrees today. He said he brought the rain with him.
Yeah, well, if you guys all look at my Facebook post, it's hailing here. So we're back in the Northwest.
There you go. Now, we had a great week and a wonderful visit. It was awesome.
Oh, I just love it. I love it. You know, all of us at She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, we're just about the roots, our heritage, our family, being connected. And really, you know, we are living in such a fast-paced world. We need to slow down. We need to take just a few moments and turn that notch down a little bit and enjoy our families and the relationships we have, because time goes so fast, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But I also want to bring to our show our beautiful guest co-host, and she's just out in the Western world. Anywhere there's a fashion magazine or runway, I'm sure you're going to find her there. And man, she has been sporting some cool outfits this week. And I want to welcome to the show our Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, Bobbi Jean Olsen. Bobbi, how are you?
Hello, my favorite ladies. I'm just absolutely honored to be on the show with three of the most amazing ladies that I know. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me join you guys again this evening.
Absolutely. And when she says three, that's because behind the curtain, we call her the Great Wiz because she knows how to run all this stuff. And that's our producer, Maria DiGiovanni. So thank you, Maria, for all you do. I want to bring to the show tonight our guest, and I'm excited to have him. He is originally from up here in the Northwest, but resides in Texas and is busy with the Justin Sports Medicine team, and he is a chiropractor. And we're going to have a fun time visiting with him tonight. I want to welcome to the show from, Kingsland, Texas, and that is Mr. Doc. Yes, Dr. Sean Scott. Sean, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Well,
I'm
stuck on him being up originally from Kennewick, so that's part of the problem. You're from
yes.
I'm from the Northwest.
Yes, I grew up in Kennewick.
Well, we're going to have some fun talking with you tonight and learning about all the Justin Sports Medicine team is about. But before we do that, I just wanted to, on behalf of all of us at She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, our guests, our family, we want to extend our love and prayers to the Barretts and the Corleys on the passing of Hadley Barrett this last week. It was very traumatic news to the Western world and those that were very personally connected to him. Of course, I knew him from growing up when I was little and traveling with my dad and Uncle Randy at the rodeos. But I know that, Sean, you personally just were with Hadley recently. So before I want to talk with you a little bit about that. But before we do that, I just, out of respect for the family, I really just want to take, as we do with all of those that pass in the Western world that mean so much to us, I just want to take 15 minutes and have a moment of silence. So please, if you will, bow your heads and honor Hadley. You know, it's really sad when we lose someone so close to us in the Western world. It's sad when anybody that we aren't expecting to return home so soon does. And it seems like there's been a lot of great cowboys and cowgirls returning home. And I am telling you what, there's got to be one heck of a rodeo going on upstairs in heaven. But if you would, Sean, share with us a little bit about your time with Hadley.
Oh, my gosh. You know, obviously shock. I can't even begin to say when I received that phone call. But, I have the luxury of being in Central Texas. When I relocated down here, my goal obviously was to be more centrally located for the Rodeo Cowboy. And, I'm right in the middle of Texas. So, I'm within 2 or 3 hours of a lot of rodeos, San Antonio being one. I mean, what a great rodeo. And, of course, Hadley puts that on with Randy. It's just great, and Randy always comes down to the training room, Randy Corley, that is, and we're always cutting up. I've known Randy really well for quite a long time, and he said, hey, Sean, you have time to work on my partner, Hadley? And I said, I don't know, Randy. I said, I'm pretty busy. I mean, I don't know if I have time for him. I'd laugh and joking around. And he says, all right, I'll run up and get him. He's announcing the singers. I don't know who they are, but let me run up there. So he went and drug him down, and I said, well, what's going on, Hadley? And he's like, I don't know. I feel like kind of wimp being here. It's, all these, big, tough, rough stock guys and all these cowboys, and I just, I don't want to bother you. And I was like, no, sit down. What's going on? And he says, I've got this problem, right in my shoulder and stuff. And I said, all right, sit here. And so we just got talking, and I started working on his shoulder and kind of freeing things up and loosening up. And, of course, Randy's just nonstop talking, just nonstop and loud and, getting everybody laughing and telling stories. And, there's Hadley over there. He's laughing, and, of course, he's grimacing as I find these, mean nonsense he's developed. And then, of course, the cowboys are coming in going, golly, what's going on? We got the announcers in the sports medicine room. Geez, what's going on here? And, you know, and you can imagine Randy is, hey, it's a tough job standing up there holding that microphone. He's got microphone shoulder disease or something. I don't know what he said, and, you know, and so everybody's laughing and, you know, having a good time. Meanwhile, I'm just, you know, just doing some easy muscle work, kind of loosening up his shoulder. And I get done and I said, well, how are you feeling, Adley? And he's like, well, I didn't really think you did a whole lot, but golly, I can lift up my shoulder. And he got out of there and he goes, all right, I got to run back upstairs and, you know, do more of what they have to do after the rodeo. And he goes, I'll be back the next night. And, you know, it was just great seeing him and being a part. And, you know, I think that's what people don't really, I mean, you know, we take care of not just the Cowboys, but, you know, we're going to take care of, you know, rodeo, you know, rodeo people, rodeo personnel. And it's what we do. And even though Hadley felt like he was inconveniencing me, I mean, my gosh, it was probably more of an honor for me to work on him, you know. And I was glad that, you know, Randy drug him down. And, you know, it was just great experience. And you know, I can definitely say, you know, I was, you know, probably the last person to work on him, you know. And I'm honored that I was, you know, had that time with him in San Antonio. And, you know, what was great is, you know, they would all come down, the announcers, and always check up on the Cowboys and see how everybody's doing. And, you know, it's just something different. I don't know if other sports, you know, really quite pawn like we do in the rodeo.
Right. Well, you know, Dr. Scott, this is Vicki. And, you know, one thing about Hadley and Becky, you know, just like your grandpa, Dale Smith, so many others, you know, T.J. Walter, so many others that have passed this year, rodeo greats. I mean, ageless and timeless. And what a blessing Hadley Barrett's life has been to professional rodeo. And with that being said, Dr. Scott, I have a question because I know some of our viewers are not familiar with the Justin Sports Medicine Program. Can you just give us a brief history?
Yes. Do we want to go, like, real quick back from the beginning real quick, or just kind of how do you want me to?
Well, whatever you want to do. This is Becky. I was actually really intrigued because I know it started, back in 1980s is when it first originally came out.
Yeah, when Walt Garrison was playing for the Dallas Cowboys, of course, he rodeoed. And Walt went to the team orthopedic surgeon for the Dallas Cowboys, who was Dr. J. Pat Evans. What's interesting is Dr. J. Pat did his undergrad in Whitworth College there in Spokane. So,
oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, it's just a small town. It's
it's a real small world. And so Walt approached Dr. J. Pat and said, hey, you know, we get a lot of guys over here, professional, you know, Cowboys, that we get banged up and we don't really have any help, any, you know, medical care or anything. And so Dr. J. Pat kind of put a little bag together of some things and went out to a rodeo with Walt. And next thing you know, they went to another rodeo and teamed up with an athletic trainer and they formed a team and they, you know, it just kept evolving and evolving to what it is now. You know, 30 years later, we have over 120 something rodeos that we work at, 800 and some performances, 850 volunteers, which includes anything from neurosurgeons to athletic trainers, physical therapists. I am the only chiropractor with the program. We have orthopedic surgeons, of course, our medical director, Dr. Tandy Freeman out of Dallas. There are times I don't know what we would do without Dr. Tandy. I don't think people realize how much he puts into not just the PRCA, but the PBR and rodeo in general. I mean, he's the medical director for three rodeo associations, the CBR, PRCA, and the PBR. So if any cowboy in any of those associations gets hurt, we have the ability to go to Tandy and at least have him help direct the cowboy if they're in another state to the right people, whether it be surgeons or whatever they need. And I don't think people understand that if a cowboy is hurt and they're in Kansas and they cannot get back to, let's say, Texas, you know, that is where we come in and we get them to the right people the best that we can. So we are nationwide. We have doctors all over the country. if people have options and it's not an urgent necessity to have surgical intervention, we can send them to certain specialists, whether it be a hip, a pelvic, a hand, a knee. Dr. Candy specializes, of course, in shoulders and knees. But if they can't see him, he's going to get somebody in California. In Oregon, we use doctors in Portland and Seattle. We have connections nationwide, some very, very highly talented professionals that will help us out and help our cowboys out. So we try to do a really good job, and those are behind-the-scenes things that people have no idea how much work. Val from his office, who does a tremendous job navigate the ship while Candy's, away at, the multiple rodeos and bull riding events that he takes care of. And I just can't say enough that, an outstanding job that he does for taking care of these cowboys.
Well, I know that you guys have there's quite a number of events between the PRCA, the CBR, and the PBR. And, I know your Justin Sports Medicine has been around since the 80s, but it's so important that I can see how much more expansion you guys could even be creating on the road because, there's a lot of events in PBR. And the fact that I can't believe you're the only chiropractor, one, that says a lot about how good you are, and two, that just is one of those aha, like, wow, I just had no idea that there was only one chiropractor. But I'm actually going to intervene and take a quick commercial break and station identification, and we're going to get a little bit more into that and your special areas of specialty and what it is about this way of life that means so much to you, Dr. Scott. We'll be right back. Listeners, stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mastin, and I'm joined on the show tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen of Shields, because I can talk so well tonight. And Vicki, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Becky. And you are talking well. Believe it or not, you're doing great.
I'm telling you, all these names, remembering my own last name, it's really hard some days to just, get it all together. And maybe Mondays I can
sometimes
work on that.
Sometimes it is.
We're joined tonight, of course, by our beautiful guest co-host and ambassador for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, Miss Bobby Jean Olson. Bobby Jean, thank you so much for joining us as well tonight. And I know you have been very busy, but we're visiting with Dr. Sean Scott, and he is part of the Justin Sports Medicine team. He's the only chiropractor on the sports team. And, I was thinking of the commercial, Bobby Jean, how awesome would it be if these Justin Sports Medicine teams were traveling to those movie sets?
Oh my gosh. And as you're sitting there getting your hair and makeup done, they could be kind of working on those knots on the back of your neck. And yeah, when you jump off a cliff and you sprain your ankle and you're like, please come help me. It would be a blessing. Dr. Scott, you touch so many cowboys and cowgirls' lives in such a magical way. I mean, you're not just fixing their bodies, but a lot of times you're fixing their spirit so that they can keep going and competing and doing their sports or their work or just the everyday
Absolutely.
Activities in just a
Yes.
few treatments. And this is going to sound like kind of a silly question, but how does somebody know when they need to get a chiropractic adjustment? Can they protect themselves before something drastic happens?
Well, I think that's a really good question. The whole reason I have a role with the program is due to Dr. Tandy Friedman and Mike Rich's vision. When Mike Rich took over the program roughly 7 years ago, you know, I was one of the first moves that they brought in. There's a need for our profession. That the key is trying to find somebody that is understands rodeo, which is that's difficult sometimes because not everybody does in our profession. Second of all,
but that's
be
your
able
background.
To correct, absolutely. So that was an easy one. That was no brainer right there. I qualify right there. Second thing is somebody that's strategically located, Texas being an ideal situation. Great, I qualified number two. Number three. To be able to understand the cowboy, to be able to talk to the rodeo cowboy cowgirl, to be able to relate to them, because I wear boots and jeans because that's what I wear. I wear boots and jeans. I don't wear boots and jeans to go to a rodeo to work as a sports medicine team member. I wear boots and jeans because that's what I wear. And cowboys know that. They see that. They feel that. They can tell who is one of them and who's just there to help out. And so having that relationship with, you know, these people that we interact with was crucial. It's trying to find that right fit, somebody that can talk the talk, walk the walk, obviously deliver a good quality conservative care without causing soreness, without causing you're dealing with an extremely high traumatic sport. And we couldn't just bring in anybody. We had to bring in somebody that had a high knowledge of the injuries associated, especially with our rough stock people. But also a team rope. I have horses. I've traveled mm-hmm. down the road with some of the best people. So how do we get these people? Education is number one. You know, we don't want to just have a quick fix on somebody. And that's never been my approach. It's not my approach in my practice. It's not my approach with the rodeo athlete. And I like to call them rodeo athletes because they are. They are high-level athletes. And sometimes they don't get enough credit for the abilities that these people go through. To be able to teach them and understand that here is your body, here is pain is I don't want to say normal in rodeo, but soreness is normal. Pain is not normal. So teaching a cowboy that they can't get through a pain, they need to come talk to us. And it might be we bring in our medical personnel to take a look. We might need to get an x-ray. We might need to just heat or stretch or loosen up, or we may need to do something a little bit more of an adjustment standard. So a lot of it is education, but trust is the biggest thing. If they don't trust you, they're not coming in there.
Well, you know, Dr. Scott, this is, well, I'm sorry, this is Vicki. I just wanted to say, when
yes.
you talk about trust, you know, and of course, Dr. Scott is my personal chiropractor, and, you know, being a, you know, an older, broken down trick rider, I know of their injuries. But one of the things that you stressed to me that I was so impressed with, and that is the fact you said, this is what I deal with. I know these injuries. I know what happens in the arena. I know what happens when someone takes a fall, gets bucked off a horse, and that means a lot because you're specializing in a very, 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 it's a huge sport, but yet it's very tight-knit, and people do
Absolutely.
Trust you, and that's important.
Yes. And when you deal with, these are high-level impact injuries that we deal with day in and day out, and I don't care if you're a barrel racer that takes the tumble from her cinch break-in at Fort Worth Rodeo, ends up coming back to the short round placement in the short round, and then has won every rodeo since, which I'm talking about Amberlee Moore, to a bull rider that, you know, gets in trouble, and, you know, we have to repair them. But you have to understand the riders. I just did a clinic yesterday with probably about 15 of our Justin Sports Medicine associates, teaching them about bareback riding, teaching them about bareback riding injuries, and what we can do to be able to earn that trust when I'm not at a rodeo, which I can't be at all of them, of course. How can we have more people doing a hands-on approach, but in a safe, effective way? And that's another vision of Rick Foster, our executive director, and Mike Rich. We're trying to get our hands on these people. We're not just out there handing ice bags, put a heat pack on them, and throw some tape on them. I mean, we are putting our hands, we are trying to make a difference, but also putting your hands on somebody catches problems. That's what we do well. Sometimes you grab that elbow and they jerk it away real fast. You know, okay, come here, let's take a look at that. Why did you pull away so quick? Oh, you have a fracture. Let's get this looked at. You know, so you never know what's going to walk in the training room or the trailer or whatever we're at. And we have to be prepared for everything. And that's what makes our group
so special. So special.
Yes.
Well, no, I was just going to say we're running low on time. Unfortunately, the show goes so fast. But you were mentioning that you do more than just, you know, tape, and that you're really looking at the athletes. And one thing I wanted to touch on before I turn it over to Aunt Vicki to close out the show is that these are even 10-year-old statistics. But I want to touch on just a couple and then have you touch on the Justin Cowboy Crisis one, because I think this is really important to note. And as of 2007, and if I'm correct in reading this, it says over $1.5 million in free medical service provided to contestants. And over and that was just during the year of 2007. And it looks like, you know, we could go on. But at that point alone, even speaking of athletic tape, a little fun fact, he had over 2,665 miles of tape used on athletes. So that's got to tell you the type of injuries and high impact injuries that you guys see. So tell our listeners a little bit as we close out the show about the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund and why is that so important?
Well, of course, you know, none of this is possible without Justin Boots. Justin Boots is our sole sponsor. We donate 100% of our medical care for free to the Cowboy Cowgirls. So our cowboy athletes, rodeo athletes, receive all of their care at a rodeo for free. But we could not do that, of course, without Justin Boots. At the same time, we have cowboys that do suffer injuries. But Wynn Ratliff, he had a horse fall on him Saturday night at Bay City, Texas. He broke his pelvis, separated his pelvis, broke his tailbone, and he's going to require surgery. He's going to be out 6 months. So, for instance, a cowboy like that would need, he's going to need help financially, maybe to pay bills. They would apply to the crisis fund. They get their I guess, information reviewed, of course, their injuries. And the crisis fund is set up to lend a helping hand to our cowboys so that, you know, we can make it possible for them to recover from these injuries and come back and do the therapy they need or whatever type of treatment they have to undergo. And this crisis fund helps them, you know, get through those lean times.
Well, you know, Dr. Scott, this is Vicki, and, you know, we look so forward to visiting with you a whole lot more because, I mean, we could go on and on, but we are running out of time. And we want to make sure you come back and visit with us again and share some more stories. It would be great. Becky?
Yes, I think it would be great. And we may just have to talk to him. Maybe he can swing on here on a monthly basis and give us an update of some injury reports and what's going on out there that our listeners are going to want to know about as we head into the heavy rodeo season before you get busy, of course, if you have time. So we thank you for being on, Dr. Scott.
Yes.
I'm going to let Bobby Jean say goodnight, and I'm going to say goodnight to our listeners and leave it to Aunt Vicki to close out the show. So Bobby Jean, take it away.
Dr. Scott, it was absolutely an honor getting to visit with you this evening, and hopefully maybe in Vegas I will finally get to meet you. God bless you and everything you do for all of our cowboys and cowgirls. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Bobby Jean, thank you so much. Becky, Maria, Dr. Sean Scott, thank you for the heart you have for the cowboy and cowgirl of rodeo. We just can't wait to visit with you again. And right now we're going to bring on a very special cowgirl, favorite cowgirl of ours, and that's Miss Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas, with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Crystal Lyons here. My sons and I got to spend 3 days during Christmas at a ski lodge, and it was a blast spending every day together all day long skiing. One day the boys headed in a direction I thought I remembered on the map as leading into a seriously cliff-like black diamond. Well, there's no way I'm going to go down that sucker. I made my way, like a chicken heart that I was, to the base of the mountain using greens and blues, and the boys were waiting for me at the lift. Well, how'd it go, I asked, because Tiger hadn't hardly skied before. Well, he piped up that he did just fine the whole way down, only fell once. But before I could be impressed, he pointed out that it was at the very top of the mountain when he fell, and the steepness of the mountain had his speed going up so fast he could never get back up on his feet, but there was just a rooster tail of snow blowing. People started gathering at the base of the mountain, watching this mountain-long wreck, and when Tiger reached the base, he was lying on his back, and he yelled out, "Woohoo! My first black diamond," to which all the onlookers cheered. Well, life can be like a trail that leads into a black diamond. You view the path before you and you think, crap, this is really going to hurt. And sure enough, you're right. But through all the bumps and bruises, you survived. And you're all the wiser for the experience. God never promised us an easy life. But he did promise he would never leave or forsake us. And as we learn to lean more on him, we grow stronger and wiser and more courageous as a result. Life is to be lived. And to do that, we've got no other choice but to stop looking backwards and face it head on. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
ForRadio.com.